What can you do to feel better about yourself, about life, about the future? There is a myth that there are people who are no person outside of their function. Doormen, drivers, conductors, ticket collectors, guards, secretaries. But it is an illusion. Just because you talk to someone, you don't consider them a person necessarily. According to my muscle testing, most people, most of the time, don't consider anyone a person. So how do you know if you are treating someone as a person or if you are treating them as a thing? And if you are treating them as a thing, what is wrong with it? It's a theory, but muscle test says it's true. When you treat someone as a thing, you become a thing. A thing only cares about itself, only worries about itself, is only concerned with its self-interest. To be safe, to win, to be right. The more you treat anyone as a thing, the more you are like that. Not very person-like. You'll follow people who will probably lie to you. They will tell you they will give you what you want, and you are bowled over. They will tell you that they will remove all the offending stink things so you can be the only one standing, and you are happy. Yeah, please do that. You, the thing, is happy. No person inside, but who cares? You are happy with the prospect of being the only thing around. And you are deeply offended by all the other people who try to talk to you and they say they represent all of us, the stinky foreigners too. The freeloaders, as you call them. The ones that eat your lunch. God damn it. You only give a shit about yourself, for yourself. And the only thing that prevents you from killing everyone who is your way is the profit motive. Or the fear of punishment. Not looking good, not being regarded. A concern for yourself. Decency is not available to you. What is decency? It is a state of being where you fit in, allowing everyone fit in, and live in harmony. Not a thing. Things compete for the space. Lebensraum. Where you need for more space, you expand into other people's Lebensraum. But what about the Jews? They displaced the Arabs in Israel, didn't they? Yes and no. They returned. They were displaced, kicked out, exiled 1900 years earlier. But enough of them lived there to prove that it was their land. But, of course, Jews are those stinky things you want to get rid of. I just lost 90% of my readers. 35 years ago I signed up to a program that promised that what it was about is creating a world that works for everyone with no one left out. People feel left out. In a world where almost everyone, almost all the time, live as an object in a world of objects, being left out is rampant. Some of the left out doesn't understand what's wrong with them that they are left out. Others are told because they belong to the stinky things. But either way, no one wants to be left out. It is like feeling like a loser in a game. But games are for things. And being a loser only happens to things. But, of course, in a humanity where there are only 1,000 people who treat themselves and others as persons. Everybody feels like a loser, no matter how much stuff they amassed, how much position they amassed. You can lose all that. So loser is a constant threat of life. Only human beings don't identify with the stuff they amass. They identify as themselves. A living, breathing, feeling human. Who matters? When you look at someone who you see as a thing, you say, they don't matter. Their feelings don't matter. They are things encroaching on my self-interest. The other day I had an incident in which I got really angry. Some people take this I want to win, I want to be the only one or even further. They say, I want to win, and I don't want you to win too. In fact, I am willing to take a loss so that you lose bigger. I once had a boyfriend of this persuasion. One evening I said, let's have sex. He looked at me and said these famous words, you want to have sex for yourself, and just want to use me. Now, if I were a man and suggested sex, that could have been an insightful answer, but I am a woman. And having sex is always pleasurable for a man, and only about 10% of the time for a woman. But, between you and me, human-to-human interaction is always pleasurable to both parties. While sex is really a thing-to-thing interaction. That is why it's so lopsided. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving Day in the United States of America. A day mandated for Thanksgiving. Not gratitude, thanks. Energetically the two are very different. I get a lot of thanks, and occasionally a drop of gratitude, here and there. Giving thanks for what you wanted is a thing-to-thing transaction. Gratitude is a lot deeper, has a sacred flavor. You can have gratitude for being alive, for having roof over your head, for being able to walk, for having services that deliver food to you so you don't have to go to the grocery store and risk getting sick or spreading sickness. When I am writing this, my eyes filled up with gratitude tears, and I am swallowing rapidly to deal with the welling up of strong emotion of gratitude. I am grateful that I can be not forced to a life of things among things. I am even grateful for the mistakes I have made, because only when I make mistakes I see things I have taken for granted. For example, my back. I went to the chiropractor for exactly 30 years, regularly, and although my back hurt, it never hurt the way it hurts now. My shoulders, my neck, stiff, painful. When I muscle tested if I should go to the chiropractor, the answer was no. Can I get better? Yes. Do I need to buy something? No. Do I have what I need? Yes. I started to ponder what it is I have. And I found it. It is a back stretcher, a sturdy curved item I put on my bed and lie on it. Once one way, then the other way. It kept my back flexible and even working 14 hours 7 days a week could not get to me. Until I forgot to use it. When the epidemic hit back in March, I dropped the ball. But, here is the interesting thing, I did this muscle testing inquiry 2 days ago. I lied on the thing, TrueBack it's called. Lol, 5 times for less than a minute each time. And my back and shoulder pain is now 80% gone. And another interesting thing, this TrueBack claims that it is for lower back. But I dare to differ. The spine is whole. And you can make the whole thing flexible, including the neck. I am proof positive for that. Want to consider yourself a person? Get it for yourself. Don't get old and decrepit. https://amazon.to/QAZKH Back to Thanksgiving and gratitude. This Thanksgiving, try to get to gratitude. No one needs to hear it. It is an inside job. Between you and you. Not even you and your God. Unless you need to go there. This afternoon we'll have a future self workshop. The most important element of the workshop is to put you in altered state, alpha or theta brain wave, both are simple and easy, no drugs required. Lol. So you can consider your future self sacred, and have reverence to it. No reverence, no answer from your future self. Let's see if you can hold on to that state beyond the workshop. Oh, and here is another mistake I am grateful for. My mistake. As the weather turned cold, the water in my apartment became too cold to drink, without risking a sore throat. So, I didn't drink my energized water. Every day I seemed to wake up later and later. And today I got suspicious. I muscle tested my cell hydration and it was 10%. During this exact time I also started to eat double of what I normally eat. Ugh. The body, the cells, needed energy. The body is not smart enough to know why the energy comes from the mitochondria. Not from food directly. And the mitochondria cannot do its job when it is dehydrated. 30% is the optimal minimum for cell hydration. So I added boiled water to my drinking water this morning. The energized water doesn't lose its vibration when boiled. My cell hydration is back to 30%, and suddenly I am not hungry. I am so blessed that I have these tools for my well-being, so I can serve my people well. Get the water energizer audio with support. And start treating yourself as a person. Start treating your body with reverence and love. Go to www.yourvibration.com/energywater. P.S. As always, I found an article I didn't look for, but an article that suggests that you consider relating to your body with gratitude. And everything will get much better, including your anxiety that you may not even have known is plaguing you. I can only tell from the tight shoulders, the stuck neck, and the daily headaches. I've been neglecting my body budget. Here is the article in PDF form, and I have also taken the liberty to turn it into an audio.